Blog Talk Radio.
One day, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his followers said to him,
Lord, teach us to pray.
And Jesus said,
when you pray, say,
okay, guys, I'm on my phone. I'm on my old computer. I'm wearing sleep. Don't ever assume I'm asleep at showtime. That doesn't happen. My computer that I use for my shows would not stay on. It kept slipping off. And then it would come out. And then it would slip off. It wasn't Blog Talk. It's my computer, okay? I don't know why. It worked fine on Thursday. It just decided it didn't like me today, I guess. I got out my old computer, and the mic doesn't work on it, but I'm on my phone. So, you know, that should work somehow, I hope. It's been one of those days, guys. It really has. But, hey, you know what? We've got some really good music, and that is going to help a lot. It's just going to, I was thinking my keyboard didn't work for a second. Anyway, yes, it got to it. We've got some great music for you today, guys. I hope you really love it. Anybody that needs a little bit of uplift, needs a little bit of comforting, needs a little bit of guidance, we got the music for you. We really, really do. So, here is Amos and Margaret Raber. And these first songs I'm going to be playing, John sent them all this morning. I mean, we were both up at 4 a.m., so why not, you know? But this is the first one I've got that John sent. This is Amos and Margaret Raber. They're holding up the ladder.
I'd like to sing this song in memory of my sister Regina. She sang it on her deathbed just hours before passing into eternity. Her battle with cancer was lost on earth, but her home in heaven was sure through Jesus. Friend, I don't know where you're at on this ladder of life, but I want to encourage you to climb. Climb, because waiting at the top is Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. As I climb this gospel ladder, always heeding every sign, I know my Savior's with me and He's teaching me to climb. Every day that I'm climbing, there's a battle won for me. Every step on this ladder is another victory. They're holding up the ladder that I'm climbing on. I'm climbing up the ladder and I'm going home. At the top of the ladder, oh what joy there shall be, for the angels are holding up this ladder for me. There's a mansion being built for me somewhere in glory land, and this ladder that I'm climbing, it is part of that plan. I can hear the angels beckoning, keep on climbing, don't stop. There's a crown of life awaiting for you when you reach the top. Come on, you Christian soldiers, show the world your light and shine. Get on this gospel ladder and don't be afraid to climb. Can you hear the angels cheering? Soon the battle will be o'er, and we'll celebrate the victory when we reach the other shore. They're holding up the ladder that I'm climbing on. I'm climbing up the ladder and I'm going home. Top of the ladder, oh what joy there shall be, for the angels are holding up this ladder for me. They're holding up the ladder that I'm climbing on. I'm climbing up the ladder and I'm going home. At the top of the ladder, oh what joy there shall be, for the angels are holding up this ladder.
Now, just remember, guys, when you walk by some place and you see a ladder that's going off into the sky, the angels are holding that ladder. It's a good idea to climb it. You might get out of some big old pickle you don't want to be in if you go ahead and climb it. And what are you missing, really? You know, think about it. What are you missing? Here's another one by Sheila Mullet. She's the singer on this one. And I really like this. This is nice. Listen to this song, guys. It's called Life's Journey.
This life is like a journey, and you travel many a mile. Let me give you a tip, you'll have a better trip if you're traveling with a smile. For the mountains high and the valleys low, and he's by our side for the journey of our lives. Oh, what a lovely Eddie, oh, what a lovely Eddie, oh, what a lovely Eddie. I praise the Lord and Savior for the life he's given me. This love I feel is true and real, and there's joy inside my soul. For the mountains high and the valleys low, wherever I go, the world will know the love of the Lord that's beating in my heart.
You guys noticed that, right? Yeah. I heard that this morning. I thought, all right, this is going to be a good show. We got yodeling. Yes, we do. Okay, I'm sitting here, you know, I don't know, computer, blog talk, take your pick, both, I'm not sure, but typing in my titles and getting to them that way ain't working. So I'm having to do it the old way, guys, which means I'm going to have to jabber a little bit while I'm finding it, you know. It's kind of frustrating, but it lets me know I haven't forgotten how to do it. So that's probably a good thing, right? It's right here. All right. Come on. There we go. Okay. And I had that typed right and everything, so I don't know what. It must be the heat. We can blame the heat. We're going to blame the heat, whether it's the heat or not. We're going to blame the heat. Okay. This is a Sunday school song. I love it. It's so cool. It is probably the first Sunday school song I ever learned. I started going to church when I was 6 years old, and this is probably the first Sunday school song I ever learned, and I still remember it. I'm not sure if that's a good thing or if it's a scary thing, but I do still remember it. It's called Jesus Loves the Little Children. We had a 2-for-1 there, and both of them were Sunday school songs that I learned when I was 6 years old. Unbelievable. I love it. It's great. You got to go back to where you began your walk sometimes to just remind yourself where you were emotionally and spiritually, what you were believing at that point. I was in terror most of the time. I really was. We had a preacher back then that did the fire and brimstone thing, you know. And can you guys hear me? I got a message. I'm not connected. Hello? This is going to be a lesson in patience today. I just know it disconnected me. Well, all right. I can call back in.
Bigger than all my problems, bigger than all my fears, God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Bigger than all my questions, bigger than anything, God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Bigger than all the shadows that fall across my path, confusion, bigger than anything, God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Bigger than all my problems, bigger than all my fears, God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Bigger than all my
Now, can you guys hear me speaking? Can you hear me speaking? Because I'm going to have to do something else if you can't. I need to know right away if you guys can or cannot hear me. Hello. Thank you. Okay. On to the next song then, because this is driving me nuts. And I don't want you guys to hear me scrabbling up the wall. Anyway. This is Sarah Boughty singing this, and it's Teach Me Thy Way, O Lord.
Teach me thy way, O Lord. Teach me. Teach me thy way.
like that song. That's so nice. It's so prayerful, you know, and we should aspire to. And, yes, that gift, throwing the computer out the window, yeah, I could do that right now without any problem at all. I could do that. But anyway, I won't, because it's probably something real simple, like just power it down instead of putting it to sleep. Let it clear out, then it can reload properly and it will work. But anyway, until then, how about some Sister Rosetta? Are you up for that? And Sister Rosetta coming at you, honey. Didn't it rain? And this is not one that John sent me this morning. It's just kind of something I saw and wanted to play. So here's Sister Rosetta.
It rain, you know it rain, oh how it rain, rain too long, now it rain, rain all day, rain all night, rain, rain, night rain, it rain, 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 rain.
Wake up and get you moving, then you need a gallon of coffee, maybe a couple of chocolate bars, and some no-dose pills. There you go. Because if that didn't wake you up, then you are really gone. Really, really gone. Anyway, we've got so much fun. That was fun. I really did enjoy that. That was so much fun. She is so good. She was so good. She was good when she was alive, and she's still good because we have got her recordings. It's good stuff. Okay. Hey, and guess what, guys, for later? I got a couple of Billy Preston songs that where he is at church playing the organ. And the other one, I believe, is in concert. Could be at another church. I'm not sure. I couldn't really tell from the video. But we're going to have some fun, guys. We're going to have some fun. In the meantime, here is another wonderful church song. I first learned it in Sunday school in sixth grade, I think, something like that. But it didn't stay in Sunday school. It went up to the church. So here is the Christian choristers singing Wonderful Words of Life.
Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Christ the Blessed One gives to us wonderful words of life. Sinner, listen to the loving call, wonderful words of life. All so freely given, wooing us to heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Sweetly echo the gospel call, wonderful words of life. Offer pardon and peace to all, wonderful words of life. Jesus, only Savior, sanctified forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of
I still like that song. I've liked that song since I was 6 years old, and I still like that song. It's wonderful. I'll probably like it when I'm 92. I'm not going to have a funeral, though, so nobody try and sing it at my funeral. Ain't going to happen. Okay. You guys know who Guy Penrod is because he can sing. I believe he was with the Statlers, but it's not right. Anyway, Gaithers. He was with the Gaithers, I believe. Yeah, because he sings that Gloria. I've got a big old roadblock in my brain. You got to get the front end loader out to move it. Anyway, this is Guy Penrod, who has a fantastic big voice. I love listening to this man. He's amazing. He's just amazing. And here he's going to sing, I Believe in a Hill Called Calvary.
I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. I believe with its grace.
Just been polished up and slipped down with wax too, because they just, you can just get so much sound out of them. I love it. It's beautiful to listen to them sing. It really is. Shades of Elvis. I mean, you know, listen, when you listen to Guy Penrod, you've got to remember Elvis in the late 60s, you know, like 69, of course, through 74, 75, and he could do that. He did quite regularly, as a matter of fact. He had songs that he just knocked the roof off, and you just sit there, and your ears are glued to wherever that sound is coming from at the moment. Penrod does the same thing. He really does. That voice does the same thing. Compare it sometime, and you'll find that they have the very same effect. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful. All right, here's this guy. I always have to laugh when I see this guy's name, because when you go online and you look at the song One Pair of Hands, they say Elvis sings it. Wrong. Elvis never sang that song. I mean, he maybe sang it, but he didn't record it, okay? He never recorded it. Carol Robertson recorded it, and everybody thinks it's Elvis. I listen to it, and it's like, no, how could you think that? But a lot of people do. They believe what they read instead of believing their ears. But anyway, this is Carol Robertson. It's called Had It Not Been.
Just suppose God searched through heaven. He couldn't find one willing to be the supreme sacrifice that was needed, that would buy eternal life for you and me. Oh, had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary, had it not been for the old rugged cross, had it not been for a man called Jesus, then forever my soul would be lost. But I'm so glad he was willing to drink his bitter cup. Although he prayed, Father, let it pass from me. I'm so glad he didn't call heaven's angels to pull the nails from his hands and feet. Oh, had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary, had it not been for the old rugged cross, had it not been for a man called Jesus, then forever my soul would be lost. Oh, had it not been for a hill called Mount Calvary, had it not been for the old rugged cross, had it not been for a man called Jesus, then forever my soul would be lost. Then forever my soul would be lost.
He did a pretty good job on that song. Did you guys listen to the lyrics of that song? That really told you how it is. If Jesus had not come and been willing to be persecuted and whipped and called all manner of vile names and treated shamefully and been willing to have been grabbed and imprisoned by the soldiers, if he had not been willing to carry his cross, to take the whippings, and go to Golgotha, knowing the manner of death that he would suffer, where would we be today if Jesus had not been willing to do that? If he had rebelled against the Father and said, hey, Dad, I ain't going there, and you can't make me. And you know what? The Father couldn't have made him. He had to be willing. He had to volunteer and say, yes, I'll do that. Or it wouldn't have meant anything. He died so that we would have a chance at eternal life. Out him being willing to have died that manner of death, it would have been meaningless. I mean, what would it have meant if all of a sudden, Jesus healed over from a stroke or a heart attack? So, didn't mean anything. It wasn't a sacrifice. It didn't pay the price for anybody's sins. But, because he was willing to die the way he did, he was willing to die the way God said he had to. He paid the price for all of our sins, for all of mankind's sins. That's what his life bought, our chance at eternal life. And it just bought a chance because we still have free will. We can choose to or not to. But he paid that price for us to have that chance. Would any one of us have been willing to go through all that? Knowing ahead of time what it was going to be and how it was going to feel and what was going to happen exactly, would we have been able to do that, let alone been willing? Oh, my word. Think of, and I know I'm going to tread on some toes here, but that's too bad. Think of the Holocaust. All of the Jewish people that the Germans, either by firing squads or in the gas chambers, they didn't go willingly. They were forced into it. They had no choice. And they didn't know that Jesus had died for them as well. He was of their people. He was Jewish faith. But they didn't know about him. Those that maybe did had rejected the thought. I know that in some instances, we are turning that around in this day and age. But in some, not. It still is that way. But think about it. Jesus died for them too. If they had only known. God searched all of heaven for someone willing to do that. And he ended up having to send his own son because his own son was willing. That's heavy, guys. That's real heavy. Think on that. That is real heavy. I don't know one or the other. And she has a song that says, Jesus is alive and well. Praise God.
Tell everyone you see on TV. me sing it again.
I like that. You guys all remember Jesus is alive and well. And anybody wants to argue with him, well, argue with them because it's important. They need to know that. Jesus is alive and well. So there you go. Take your argument and go for it. All right. I'm going to sort of break away from that list right now for a minute. And I got the Oak Ridge Boys sitting here. And they want to sing Jesus is Coming. Oh, my Lordy. Check this. Oh, that's why. My internet disconnected. Isn't this fine? Okay. Pick a different one. That's all right. It's okay. It's okay. We have patience, right? We have patience. Okay. So we're going to play the Kelly Family singing David's song. Who'll Come With Me?
Hopes now rest in you. Remember, there's nothing you can't do. So believe and be brave.
Awesome. I love that. Can you guys hear me? Because my phone is looking a little weird while my phone connection on the computer. So can you hear me? Please, 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 can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? That's a new ditty. Can you hear me? 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 Nobody's answering. Oh, thank you, Ann. Okay. Because, you know, I'm just going to do that until somebody answers me. That's just how it is. So thank you. I knew all I had to do was wake you guys up. There you go. Well, it's circling around, showing it wants to mute. And it's like, no, I don't want you to mute. So, okay, whatever. We can deal with it. We have patience today. God has given us patience. We can deal with this by ignoring it. I'm going to play Johnny Cash. I need some Johnny Cash. Yes, we need some Johnny Cash. He's going to do Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
I've known a lot of people, and I'm sure you have. Maybe you're one of them that works hard just about every day with their life. I mean, back-breaking work where you get your hands dirty. Well, it's a sweet thought to think that there's got to be something a little better after this life is over than hard work. And a little over 100 years ago down in the South on a plantation, a slave was sitting on his cotton sack one day when his master came up and said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "I was picking along on my row and the prettiest words and the prettiest music started coming to my head. And I had the sweetest vision of a chariot coming down to take me away to a better life." And he stood up for the first time and sang, "Well, I'd looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home, there was a band of angels coming after me. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. I'm sometimes up and I'm sometimes down, coming for to carry me home. But I know my soul is heavenly bound, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. If you get there before I do, coming for to carry me home. Tell all my friends I said I'm coming too, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming.
Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash can make you get right with whatever he's doing, you know, and it's great. Whether he's upbeat, having fun, and rollicking along, and whether he's down in the barnyard kicking up his heels at a cow or whatever, or he's in church singing gospel. You go right there with him. You don't have any problem doing that. I think that's fantastic. Well, I'm going to play one of mine now. I know a couple of new people that might be listening that said they wanted to hear something. So if they're listening, here we go. In His Time.
In His time, in His time, He makes all things beautiful. In His time, Lord, please show me every day as Your teacher.
Thank you.
I really did enjoy doing that one. It just, it speaks to you. You know what I mean? It just speaks to you. All right, let's see. We have. Okay, here we go. This is called Is He Worthy? And it's by Andrew Peterson. So here you go. And I really do think Elvis would record this. I do.
Do you feel the world is broken? Do you feel the shadows deepen? But do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through? Do you wish that you could see it all made new? Is all creation burning? Is a new creation coming? Is the glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst? Is it good that we remind ourselves of this? Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, he is David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the slave. Is he worthy? Is he worthy of all blessing and honor and glory? Is he worthy of all? He is. Does the Father truly love us? Does the Spirit move among us? And is Jesus our Messiah, hold forever those He loves? Does our God intend to dwell again with us?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And John told me that was a favorite song. So one of his favorites. I can see why. I really can see why. You kind of just, you start listening to it and you can't stop until the end. And that's fantastic. You get the whole message and you can't help but listen. That's good. That's great. That is totally great. I love it. I can see why John likes it too. All right. I have two versions of Amazing Grace. I found one and John found one. Now, you remember we played David's song, Who'll Come With Me? The boy that sang that, yes, that was a boy. The boy that sang that was probably about 12, 11, something like that. Well, this is the same family. They're all grown up. Here, you see, this boy is front man at the mic playing guitar. He has to be 20, somewhere around there. But what really grabs you in the Kelly family version of Amazing Grace is a gal who sings. So, unstop your ears, tissue out of them. It's okay. You can listen to this. It's all right. It's fantastic. The Kelly family.
We
You know, that family, every one of them can sing. And it is amazing they've just gotten better as they've gotten older. Their voices have gotten bigger and, of course, more mature through age and usage. But, man, that whole family can sing, and they could just, I bet you could put them in the middle of a coliseum with no microphones and still hear them. Oh, that would be awesome. The idea just makes me shiver. I love it. Won't ever happen, but I like the idea. Okay. I have Billy Preston now, guys. I promised you Billy Preston. Here is Billy Preston. And you can't help but just get with it. So, Anne, just get your feet ready, honey, because you're just not going to be able to help it. This is Billy Preston in church, no less. The church choir and congregation, everybody. You can't beat God giving. That means you can't give more than God. Oh, my goodness gosh. The internet disconnected again. Hang on just a second. Got to get us connected again, and then we can. I swear, this is so frustrating. But I will live. I will live. It'll be okay. Let's do the other Billy Preston song. We can come back to this one. Yes. I know a lot of people going to like this one. This is a good one. This is an old George Harrison song. My Sweet Lord. Live.
My sweet Lord, I really wanna see you. I really wanna be with you. I really wanna see you, Lord, but it takes so long, my Lord. My sweet Lord, my Lord. My Lord, I really wanna know you. I really wanna go with you. I really wanna show you, Lord, that it won't take long, my Lord.
Hallelujah.
My sweet Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my Lord.
Hallelujah.
My sweet Lord.
Hallelujah.
I really wanna see you. I really wanna see you, Lord, but it takes so long, so long.
Oh, yeah. Billy Preston doing a George Harrison song, My Sweet Lord. He did it live, too. That was pretty good. I like that. We're going to have an Elvis song now. I haven't had one yet. I just realized we hadn't played Elvis yet. I don't know how I did that. That was messing with my computer all the time. That's why. Anyway, how about Talk About the Good Times? Take three.
Father alone, wasted years, wasted years. Oh, how foolish.
Okay.
Okay, we're on.
When I was just a children, and the people used to treat the neighbors like a fellow man. And all they say is, and they grab me, when a man was proud to walk up and shake his neighbor's hand. Oh, you talk about the good times, talk about the good times. Oh, if you ever needed help, a friend was there. Some good neighbor helped lift your burden, and the simple joys of life. Times are harder, and the people are changing. Today most folks can tell you who their neighbors are. All the guns are loaded, front doors are bolted. Ain't this old world taking hate and fear just a little too far?
Okay, finally over. You have to wait until the very, very end or your life has missed something. You know, so you got to wait until it quits. But they didn't have anything extra on there, so that was all right. They were just thinking around with the guns and stuff. Hey, you guys know about Tennessee Ernie Ford, right? You got to know about Tennessee Ernie Ford. Everybody knows about Tennessee Ernie Ford. I used to watch that guy's show every week without fail. He always did a gospel song at the end of it. And this was one of them. And the video is of that segment of his show. Here is Tennessee Ernie Ford, Stand By Me.
And
now will you join us in our hymn?
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When the world is tossing me like a ship upon the sea, thou who rulest wind and water, stand by me.
Stand by me.
In the midst of tribulations, stand by me.
Stand by me.
In the midst of tribulations, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When the hosts of hell assail and my strength begins to fail, thou who never lost a battle, stand by me.
Stand by me. In the midst of faults and failures, stand by me. Stand by me.
In the midst of faults and failures, stand by me.
Stand by me. When I do the best I can, and my friends misunderstand.
I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When my life becomes a burden and I'm nearing chilly Jordan, oh, thou lily of the valley, stand by me.
Stand by me. Stand by me. Stand by me.
All right, guys. Now, you gotta love Kenneth Yearney. You gotta love Kenneth Yearney for it. There is no choice. I book no argument. I take no alternatives. You gotta love Kenneth Yearney for it. That's all there is to it. Okay. I have the Sam Robson. He's a guy that has 10 parts, all a cappella, stays every note on key. Oh, man, it just amazes me. I love it. This is Down to the River to Pray.
As I went down to the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and you shall wear the starry crown, good Lord. Show us the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down. Let's go down. Come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down. Down to the river to pray. As I went down to the river to pray, studying about the good old way, and you shall wear the robe and crown. Shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show us the way. Oh, fathers, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, fathers, let's go down, down to the river to pray. As I went down to the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and you shall wear the robe and crown. Good Lord, show us the way. Oh, mothers, let's go down, let's go down. Don't you want to go down? Oh, mothers, let's go down, down to the river to pray.
All right. Don't you love that? Listen to that guy all day. He is so pitch perfect. And all the parts he does. Oh, my Lord. If you added music to that, it would ruin it. It would ruin it. Oh, my gosh. That is for sure. Anyway, yeah. And we all have our favorite music, favorite ways to hear it, our favorite people to sing it. Elvis. Yeah, I know. I don't disagree, okay? I don't disagree. I'm going to play, you know, just because I can't help myself. It's one of those addiction things. I want to play another one by Sam Robson if I can get my computer to cooperate. There it is. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. Here is that same guy with the a cappella doing Oh Happy Day.
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 When Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
When my Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus was.
My sins away.
Happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
When my Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
When my Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
Sins away. And he taught me how to live, rejoicing.
Jesus, when my Jesus, when Jesus.
hear that kind of echo when it quit at the very end?
Oh, wow.
I love that. I can sit and listen to just those two. Well, he does a couple of other really good ones, too, so maybe not just those, but you know what I mean. You know what I mean. It's just something that grabs you, and once it grabs you, it grows. And eventually, it becomes a part of your mind and your heart. And before long, you're singing too. It's beautiful. You just gotta, it makes me smile to think about. You know, it really does. It makes me smile to think about. Oh, you know what I'm going to play now? We're getting down, but I think I can do this one more time. Over 200 bagpipes. And there's a soloist at the beginning. And I think John's going to love this one. Doing Amazing Grace.
Like me.
I had already left where that was, so I couldn't stop it. I was like, okay, that's enough. That's enough. They're going to grow old. You need to stop. But that's all right. They got through it. Okay, now, where is... There we are. There we are. We're almost down to the wire, guys, so I'm going to play this one. But first, I'm going to say thank you so much for joining me. I really, really appreciate you being here. It was interesting for what I could pay attention to. Yeah, my computer kept getting kicked offline and all that other good stuff kept happening. But we got through it. We got through it. So may the Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and give you peace. And as you go out there throughout this next week, take whatever joy the music has given you and share it with others. Because all it takes is a smile, and you'd be amazed how much that will lift a heart. So go out and be God's emissaries. Give it a shot. You'd be amazed how good it makes you feel, too. So, hey, guys, to sing us out, here's Alabama doing Just a Little Talk with Jesus.
Pop, Mike, let's do one from back in the day.
Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. We can tell him all about our troubles.
He will hear our faint cry,
and he will
answer by and by.
And when you feel a little prayer returning,
then you know
a little fire burning.
And I'm singing
just a little talk with Jesus makes me right.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
We can
tell him all about our troubles.
He will hear
our faint cry.
And I'm singing
just a little talk with Jesus makes me right. All right. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus,
he took me in. And then it was
just a little light from heaven fill my soul.
Day.